Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're starting off in the program here with reporting on the Miriam Ibrahim, who has been released again, but this time she's released from the Homeland Security of Sudan, and we just so celebrate that. As a matter of fact, take a look at this report.
The Sudanese mother condemned to die for refusing to renounce her Christian faith has been released from government custody again. Miriam Ibrahim and her family have been on an emotional roller coaster this week. She and her two babies were held captive by Sudan's Islamic government for over a month. Then finally on Monday, her death sentence was overturned and she was released. But as she and her American husband tried to leave Sudan Tuesday, they were detained, leading to new fears that she'd been rearrested.
She was seized at the airport by the National Intelligence and Security Services of Sudan, who do not answer to criminal courts. They are outside the judicial system. We've been through this too many times in these cases of persecution in countries that are similar to Sudan when people are released, but that's not the end of the story. They're not safe yet.
A U.S. State Department spokeswoman says the Sudanese government assures the U.S. that the family has now been released again. She said U.S. officials are continuing to work on getting them out of the country.
That's so exciting. Continue to pray. Lift her up. As we can see, suddenly something can happen. But pray for Miriam and her husband and family to get out of Sudan.
Yeah.
From what I understand, the reports are that the American government is there with this whole transition. And we just want to thank for everybody for praying. Everybody that prayed, those that have been praying and fasting for the persecuted church specifically for, and yeah, we talked about it at the Dream Center this mm-hmm. Sunday, the week of her release, Miriam's situation. Mm-hmm. And we're just asking, dear God, break our heart with the aspect of the reality that if any of us is being persecuted, you're being persecuted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if we show no interest, no connect, no compassion towards Miriam, for example, in the situation, we're showing no compassion towards Jesus.
Yeah.
If it doesn't break our heart, we have a hard heart. Mm-hmm. And so many things are coming towards us. It's kind of information overload. That's why we have VFN-TV and data radio program, to make sense out of all this. Mm-hmm. You know, you could actually gather lots of data that's going to cause you to have fear and anxiety with no resolution. They don't want a resolution because they brought a resolution that would end the news broadcast. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, we're looking for the Lord to return. And it's like, okay, it's over. Are you going to continue on? Absolutely not. You know, I'm not going to. But having compassion for example, Miriam today, and understand how, imagine what she's going through. I mean, she gave birth on the floor in chains in that jail. She's in this country. You know, it makes me think about, you know, a lot of people in America that have suffered injustice, and it's like the whole nation didn't even respond to you. Your state yeah. didn't respond. Your local leaders didn't respond. And that feeling like, this whole thing's against me. And so I'm sure she's having those feelings of like, you know, this whole nation seems, and there's a church inside of,
yeah,
you know, Sudan, and there, but it's difficult to say anything when you have such an oppressive, supposedly, according to Greta with Fox News, she called him evil so many times. This guy, the leader there, called the State Department and requested them to have her stop calling him evil.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, just ruthless over the people there, you know. And
it's reported that in the 80s, that he was the one that introduced Sharia law into Sudan. And so this is what they're facing right now. You think about Sharia works, well, look what's happening.
Yeah, so if you want to know what the future is of any nation that decides to say, you know, let's have Sharia law here. And notice, too, the people who want Sharia law are the ones that are over it.
Right.
It's the people are not going to want that kind of oppression.
And I think we could be so naive because we think that it cannot happen here. Well, Great Britain already has 100 cases that they've already tried through Sharia law. I mean, it's happening in other other nations. So it can definitely happen here unless we don't allow it.
Right, right. And right now we do have this freedom. But just think about empathy. You know, we have a high priest. Jesus, this is what the Word of God says. He says this in Hebrews chapter 4. He says, we don't have a high priest who is unable to empathize with us. We have one that's been in the conditions that we've all been in. He was tempted in every way. He feels all this. And he did it without sin. So therefore, we can actually approach him. He understands us. The question is, if we don't have that same empathy towards each other, we're missing what Jesus has asked us to do. And somebody says, well, that's going to cost me something. It already has it. You're supposed to have laid that down a long time ago. It's called your life.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
I mean, Jesus said, if you don't give up everything, and of course that doesn't mean, sometimes it does, but it doesn't mean actually giving up everything, but hold everything loosely at that point. Understand, it's all yours. I submit everything I have to you, including myself. And any moment you call for anything, including me, to do something, I'm yours.
That's right.
That's what he means by that. And it's like, we have to, this is what he said. He said, you know, whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do to me. And knowing that as you prayed for her and your heart was broken for her and her family and her baby, and even as you're praying now, that's, you're interacting with the heart of God because that's what he wants.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. And in the very end, as we talked about it before, you're going to be divided between two people, the ones who did and ones who didn't, the ones who could empathize and do something and have compassion, the ones who didn't. Believe it or not, no matter what gospel you heard, this is what's going to happen. He says it's going to be like a king coming. He's going to take all the people and gather them. He's going to gather the sheep and the goats. He uses the analogy there. He's going to divide the sheep from the goats. And the dividing factor of this is, did you have any compassion for anybody? Mm. Did you care about somebody? Did you have any empathy at all in your life? Really, it is. I mean, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
It boils down, did you have empathy? Because you're not going to go visit somebody in jail if you don't care about them. You're not going to pray for somebody and fast for somebody that you don't care about.
That's right.
You don't have any compassion for. You're not going to go buy some clothes or give some of your clothes away to somebody who needs clothes for their job or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't care about them, but it boils down. And the thing is, it's like, no, you're not doing that to be saved. It's the fact that you are saved.
That's
and you have a relationship with God. That's a byproduct of loving God. Mm. It just comes out of your life. And so I just want to encourage you today that, you know, everything in the world says it's all about self. It's all about me,
mm-hmm.
but the truth about it, it's all about Jesus. And he made the way. You're going to be so surprised if you think it's about you when you get to, the heaven, I guess it would be the judgment seat if you didn't make the right decision. But you get to heaven, you're going to look from a distance, maybe, you know, across the crystal sea, maybe looking. I don't know how it's going to work out. But they're all going to be looking at Jesus. We're all going to be looking at him saying this, you are worthy. You are worthy, Lamb of God, you are worthy because there's nobody in earth, on heaven, in the heavens, or under in the sea that was found worthy. But you're the only one that's worthy to unloose the seal, to redeem the earth, the title deed to earth, you know, seven seals and all that. And it's like, that means all the credit and glory goes to God, right?
That's right.
And so this is a big deal. This is a big deal when you pray and you fast and you seek God. And many people are doing that. There's many great ministries out there, which I think we have them on VFNTV.com in the links area, like Voice of Martyrs and all the ones that are keeping us abreast. But you can specifically do something. Like Seculos, ACLUJ, right. That they got 300-something thousand names signed in a petition, and they're leading the charge for Pastor Saeed,
wow.
But also with Miriam down there in Sudan. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting. So one way to do that is partner with VFN-TV and Daily Radio Program, or partner with, you know, Jay Seculos' organization. You know, that's how you can participate. As these front runners that are going on. So it's so encouraging. Continue to pray for her. God, we thank you again for another miraculous release. We ask you, Lord, that you would send your angels just to bring her out. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.